I am Aunt Peggy Divine. Welcome to The Divine Design, the podcast where we unfold heaven on earth and reframe spirituality and theology for a new cosmic era. Your journey on human evolution and integration of your divine design starts here. Welcome, Varla, to this Divine Design podcast once more.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Peggy. It's a delight to share those podcasts with you. Thank you.
I look forward to this conversation. And today we will talk about the work as physician, because you have worked for several years inside the system. But yeah. You saw the changes and that the system is kind of holding the old way of thinking. So in 2012, was it you quit? Yeah. But to listen to your experience working in the system and what made you change and what is the big change that you see?
Yeah. Yeah. I was guided. I remember when I was 4 years old that I knew and I said to everybody, I'm gonna become a physician. And I had no idea, because the thing is that it was not that that was fancy to me or that that looked special. It was just a direction I had to follow. And I remember that I didn't really question it. And when I was in medical school, I remember still that I found the teachings quite boring. It was I was like, what am I doing here? It's like as if there was a discordance between all that I knew deep inside of me and all that was taught. So I have to say that I didn't pay much attention, which then resulted in the fact that after my 7 years, then I got guided to become a geriatrician. So I had to continue my formation for 6 more years after the 7 years to become a physician specialized in internal medicine and specifically for the elderly for geriatric care. And I remember that was the moment when I suddenly realized, my God, I really want to know this body. This body is so amazing. So I started to learn, to study again all that I could find about anatomy and physiology and to really understand the body on a much, much deeper level. And I'm deeply honored that through my patients, all the many patients who crossed my life, my journey over those 21 years that I was active in the hospital, together with the 13 years of training, then I remember that I learned so much. They gave me so much precious insight and understanding in the physical body. And I guess over that time, I also quite quickly realized, Aunt Peggy, that classical medicine is beautiful and amazing, and it's a construct. It's a real construct, and it is as if it's trying to hold the physical body, and most of all, considers the body as a mechanism. It doesn't see the body as a living organism. It doesn't see the body as in its intelligent design, in all its amazing power. And that's where in classical medicine we are missing so much of the potential to heal. So there are a lot of physical processes which are labeled in classical medicine as not treatable, that you will have them forever, that once they come, they'll stay.
Yeah.
That's no longer my truth at all.
It's
It's not,
Everything within our body can be healed. It's not that it will always be healed. That's something else, but it can be healed.
I agree so much.
So, and I know, I wasn't successful in the sense how you would in the normal system name a career as successful. And in all what when I look back at what I did, I was as a light bringer, as a change maker, I was very successful in all those time. I dropped so many things. I have been able been yeah to experiment with so many new ways within the existing system.
And that's the first start because, as you say, it is a very rigid system. It's very kind of, it's a construct. So we need to open more and more and more and more.
And you know that even science is already much further than what the classical medicine in the hospitals and in the offices of physicians is able to see. Because science discovers each day new ways, new pieces that you say, but wow, that within the hospitals and the offices is not yet mainstream, is not yet integrated. And it will come. And I guess that it has never been my task to be in the system as it is falling apart. It has been my task to be in the system, to exchange, to experiment, to have all those experiences, to see, to understand, to keep on opening doors. And it has always been my task. The what I'm here to do is to I had to leave in 2012 because it was my time that 2012 was a year of big opening. So it sounds very logical for me that that was also the moment when I was ready to leave the hospital. And with deep reverence for everybody who crossed my path in the hospital, everybody with whom I had the privilege to exchange, all my colleagues, all the nurses, everybody who builds, who creates a hospital, and all the care that comes with it. So yeah, with huge reverence, because it was a mutual becoming. It's not all, only me. That it's not me who awakened within it. It was a mutual awakening with everybody there.
And when you talk about the system, because I think it is 30 year almost that Bruce Lipton have talking maybe more about epigenetic and the cell, that it's the cell can change more than 95% of the cell, and in the bone the DNA actually is changeable. 95%, it is wow, of
I
our
know.
DNA. And as I have told you and we spoke last, I was in a radical healing. And that is change in DNA. And I have said yes, I have said yes to the spiritual world even more. And a friend of mine said, well, you say yes to the spiritual world, that is not physical. And I can assure you, if you say yes to upgrade, it becomes very physical because the pain and the change in my bone structure, in my teeth, in all my hands, and I cannot, every day I have to take sauna because my DNA, I have said yes to become the new human. As we, as medicine woman, we go with, it's as you also said before we started this podcast, it's portals and opening now. And yes, it is so much opening and portals now in 2025. Wow. In this May also. And it's also because health is also to say yes. To say yes to the new. And I have gone deep into the bone structure and into the spinal cord. I have had a lot of issues with my spinal cord when I was young. And now I understand even a bigger or deeper layer of it, how much the spinal cord and the fluid, what we call it, you call it the sacred fluid, that flow.
Spinal fluid.
Yes. And in ancient tradition, they call it the carrier of life itself. So it's like, wow, of course, it's like the fluid, the carrier, it's like the light force, the river, the important river inside us. And how, and also the bone structure, it's easy to think about this as a hard thing, but actually it is, I don't find a word. It is like when you erase something, spong. It is like a spong because it goes so much inside the skeleton. We have flow. And if it's not flow in our skeleton and our DNA, then we get stagnated. So I have really gone deep into the bone structure because my bones is really in the upgrade. So, wow. So the spiritual become physical. So a lot of people think that the spiritual is just the thing we don't see. It's like so out there space. But now it becomes physical. When you open up to more light and you say radically yes to healing and to upgrade to the new human, your bone is in a radical change and you upgrade your bone. And that's what I have been in for a month. And I'm told that all my bones is in a restructuring until September. So I'm in the middle of it. So because you speak about how the old system, and if you ask a doctor about what I have said, no, that's not possible. It's like, that is the spiritual thing, but the spiritual is physical. So we need this intertwining of the new.
Yeah. Yeah. That is that division between spirit and matter that happened somewhere with the philosopher Descartes. Yeah. It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it's just understanding that in that time, it was very useful because it allowed science to discover a lot around the body. And it is not true. It is not true because there is no division between the body and spirit. It's one. It's one. And the moment we decided as our souls to incarnate on earth, it's indivisible. It's indivisible. It's a living organism that is with us. And whatever is happening spiritually is also happening in our physical bodies. There is no other way. And it's the beauty in it as well. And you mentioned the bones, and it's so beautiful, Aunt Peggy, because our bones are within our body almost the most dense matter that exists.
Yeah.
But even, as you mentioned already, Bruce Lipton, even that very dense matter is not rigid and is not unchangeable. Even that is changing the whole time.
Yeah.
And the beauty is, you also mentioned our DNA. Within our eons of evolution, there has been a moment when our physical beingness changed and our DNA became more two-stranded, where it has before it been 12-stranded. And returning to the 12-stranded DNA. We are opening up, and it's true that which means that the two-stranded was mostly physical, and all the possibilities we had to open up, to recreate within our physical body. But now this physical, those physical strands are again supported by all the other spiritual layers, which will connect us to other lives, to other experiences, which will connect us to our the godness within us. It's amazing. It's all of it, the light within us. It's so, yeah, fascinating and big. And this all, you also mentioned the bone marrow and the cerebrospinal fluid. It's all the light travels through our bodies, through all of it. And we mentioned before coming on the podcast that there is also a more general fluid within our body. It is the plasma, and how the cerebrospinal fluid is part of that plasma. And it's the plasma within us that connects us then with the plasma everywhere, in the universe, in the cosmos. So there's that connection. This, all those portals are opening. So it's no longer like you there and me here. No, we're totally connected.
Yeah.
We're totally connected. Whatever is happening in your body is, so to speak, also happening in my body.
Yeah.
To that extent, you're in Norway and I'm in France.
Yeah.
And still is this amazing connection. But that's also this amazing ability to heal, to rewrite our stories. You know, Aunt Peggy, I was awake during the night and I listened to something. It's like, with time, timing is an illusion. We
yeah.
both know that.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we live it? And they said something, as long as we are saying, when I was 4 years old, that happened.
Yeah.
We're trapped in time. And we will be aging. Because we put events on a timeline for ourselves. So then the timeline exists.
Yeah.
The moment we can say time is an illusion, is only this moment now that happens. So, and there was a moment now when I was guided to become a physician.
Yep.
There was another moment now when I was in medical school. But this is a different way to be with it. And then there has no longer to be any aging, because you lift up and you use time temporarily as a tool to make arrangements with people. You use time, but then you let it go. You're not, and that's phenomenal, because that gives us such an access to an amazing healing potential for the body if we no longer get trapped in time. Because that's all the whole problem with chronic diseases.
Yeah.
But okay, it started then. I have diabetes since I was, let's say, 2 years old. No, as long as you bring that, and that's how any physician, I've done that too. You're taking the history of your patients and you're bringing that in, and so you keep them there.
Yep. Yep.
You make their timeline, and you keep them there. It's just to say, in a certain moment now, you had that physical process. It has not to still be here right now.
Now, and when you say that, it's like, I think it's important to remind about this. A lot of sickness is actually initiations. It is an invitation to upgrade, like the bone in me. It feels like if I hadn't been open and have a lot of guides, it would feel for me, it's like, oh, I have bone cancer, because it's deep pain, but it is an upgrade and I have asked for it. And even though I didn't know that I will feel it so in my bone, in my teeth, and every in my skeleton, everywhere. And I learned so much through it. And I am upgrade, and I am giving my body all, because the body is so wise. So I listening to it, I give it sauna, I give it a lot of detox tea and a lot of herbs that support the process, because and the smell of me is because the detox of my body is like, oh wow, it's like I don't dare to be around people, because but the body is really working and changing all my DNA into the bone, in your bone marrow, and so this is fascinating when we say yes to it.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. And as you are speaking, I'm hearing something else, you know, and it's always happening for each of us. It's always happening. I was listening to Pam Gregory and how she explained it. It's like, you know, it's like we're on the we are either we choose to be on a fast track or either we choose to be on a slower track. We both will arrive at the same place.
Yeah.
And it's happening. Everybody is included. It's happening for everybody. Because you, if I may, I would love to add something beautiful. You are a mother too, and so am I. And for all the mothers, and even for everybody listening, what I heard is that is the mechanism of microhemorrhism. I didn't know that at all. You know what that is? It's about the stem cells and bone marrow, what exactly in bone marrow is creating an amazing potential for our bodies, and from where our bodies can regenerate almost everything are the stem cells. Well, when you are pregnant, when our mothers were pregnant of us, when we were pregnant for our child, there is a process happening that through the umbilical cord, mother and baby are exchanging stem cells, which means that stem cells from the baby go into your physical body and stay in different organs and even in your bone marrow. Stem cells from you will travel through the umbilical cord and go into your baby and stay. So which means that right now, at this moment, Aunt Peggy, you have still stem cells from your mother, and maybe even from her mother and her mother, and you have stem cells from all your children.
Yeah.
And it are those stem cells that have a regeneration capacity for your physical body that is of an unknown potential.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that you go so deep, because what is in our bone and in the skeleton, it is actually all the ancestral patterns. They yes. are so deep. So that's why it is, the structure is so hard to work on. A lot of people are working on the muscles, and we are just working on the upper layers kind of. But a few are working really in the bone structure, because it is in the bone structure that we carry our ancestor and the fear and the, all of this thing that we have experienced for thousands of years, wars and protecting. So when we really work deep in the bone, that's when we really release all, because the skeleton becomes fixated kind of, it stops. Yeah. So the flow in the skeleton, when it stops, then it ripples, because it is the inner of us, it's kind of the essence of us.
Yeah, that's so true. And I guess you're so right. It's in the density of our bodies, and that the highest density, as we said, are the bones, that we do store old stories.
Yeah.
These are the memories. And it's the stem cells that will initiate the change, that will help us to rewrite the stories, to change all the stories.
Yeah. And I had a big ceremony yesterday, and I say, give me something radical. And it was mind blowing. And it's like, I cried so much, because when we open up to the new, they said, well, someone said you were crazy before, but now you will really be crazy. And I will, if I tell everything, it's so radical. But what I wanted to tell is that what I saw is, we have earlier spoken about microorganism and also stem cell, and they actually respond to our intention, the mind of us. So because we are microcosmos, and we have a lot of microorganism inside of us, and all of this microorganism and the ecosystem that we are respond to our intention. So if we have in our bone a lot of fears, like generational stuff, it affects the microbiome and the stem cell and everything. So now that I am rewriting my DNA in the bone, then I actually let go of all the ancestral stuff or all the fear. And this is the way of becoming new human. But we have to say yes to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I hear you. We have a choice. I would say we have a choice to say yes, and then it might be a roller coaster. And you also have a choice to say no. And then just to tell that, then fear will meet you.
Yeah.
Whatever be happening will meet you and will assist you anyway.
Yeah.
Because you will move into unity consciousness as much as the ones that say yes. Everybody's gonna get there.
But you said, you talk about the fast train and the slower train. When you live with your new, as a new human, and because I see, wow, things go so fast. So
yes.
When you say yes to be the new human, I can assure you, things go so fast.
I know.
And something happened with me 5 days ago, and I'm not ready to tell that because I will do it when it's, because it's changed my path. My path changes the 23rd of May. When it's ready, I will tell about it. But a spirit came to help me, and I have a lot of helpers, but it was a new spirit. And I said, wow, and it guided me. And I said, yes, I could have said no, but I said yes. And I didn't see this coming, but it will increase my speed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
So living as new human is, it is total 360 degree. It is, and I spoke with someone that have kind of radical heal, and they thought she was crazy. They thought, oh, we have to put you into mental hospital. And someone that really have had a big awakening, it can go that way. So it is actually good that it not goes too fast, because we have to embody it. We have to hold it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess then there, and Peggy, we come back to the previous podcasts we did together, is the importance to connect with the earth.
Yeah.
And to be in nature, in whatever way that works for you, is to allow your body to be an integral part of the much grander design of the earth and our life on it. And to keep on reminding ourselves, everything and everybody are representations and reflections of God. There is no exception. There is no exception. I had the tick bite a week ago, I guess. And it took me a while before that I actually realized that it was a tick. And then I just gently removed it. And I looked at it and I just put it outside. Why would I kill it? There was nothing in me that set me to kill that little animal. I just thanked it for its presence. And I wished it a very nice coming journey. So it's just like, how can we, and I relate the story just to that, how can we live the oneness? And then just say, nothing and nobody is excluded. So that little tick is also part of it.
Yeah, I know.
And it's just to understand and to broaden our understanding how there is nothing around us, nothing in existence that has not its unique role. And I know that some of our listeners will not think that I'm really crazy. the thing is, no, I'm not. I'm just in awe for all life.
Everything is a symbol, so we are going into this symbolic way of living, so we can see everything as a symbol, and we will create new languages, as we will create new almost everything. So some of us talk about it before others do. So, and I also want, because we spoke about this also in the last podcast, because you said something about the eyes of your daughter. No, not your eyes, the voice of your daughter.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And after I did the ceremony, the day after I went out, and my eyes saw even more and I heard more, because they worked deep in my senses. I'm open to get my senses even more sensitive. I asked for even more sensitive, and this is kind of because I know that then it's even easier for me. And they walked a lot. I was like, what is happening? And the day after I was in nature, I just sat there and heard all the sound and all the colors. Wow, the rainbow isn't rainbow. It's so much more colorful. So when we open up to the new human, we see so much more color. We hear so much more sound. And yes. Everything is alive. I knew that, but I felt it in all my cell. So yes. It was like a radical change that I feel everything is alive. Really, really. The air is alive. The sky, the air, everything is like, oh! So I was so breathtaking when I went out. I just sat there and it's like, wow, what planet is this? It's kind of, yeah, it is actually seeing the planet with new eyes, listening yes. to it with new ears. So
yes.
So it's like, wow, I was so amazed at the tears, like, oh, what planet is this? This is so beautiful. So I saw this planet as the most beautiful that exists on, yeah, so it was heaven on earth.
See, I'm so glad you mentioned it, because you know the bridge, the connection between what we're saying is that spiritual opening, moving through all those portals and still being within your physical body, very undivisibly connected with matter, with the divinity of matter. That's yes. also using your normal five senses and then opening them up.
Yep.
You see with your normal eyes, and you see much, much bigger. You hear, and then you open up and you hear much, much more. And so for the five senses, so it's amazing what is then happening. So the beauty, the intensity, that is indeed heaven on earth. And it's where it is happening.
Yeah.
Heaven is happening in this now moment here. And it's not going to be there somewhere, but it's really here.
Yeah, and I think it's so fascinating because we have spoken about it kind of as a concept, but it is not a concept. It happens inside us, and we actually live from heaven on earth inside us because we see heaven on earth.
We do.
And not yeah, we sense it. We are in it. So it's not just a mental concept. We feel it with our bones, with ourselves, every part of our being.
We do. And that's in, I know each moment that I take a moment and I pose, I can just feel it everywhere. It's like a buzzing within yeah. all my cells.
Yeah.
There's a music. It is as if I can connect to my own unique symphony, and I can almost like hear it, feel it, smell it, taste it. It's amazing.
It's amazing. So and yeah, and you said no, it's portal. It's so many portals now, but one of the important aspects that is given me and I give to the people that I guide and take programs is the free will to choose, to be conscious of what do we choose, what do we say yes to. And yeah. Until I was 40, it was easy for me to say no, 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 no. But now I say yes, 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 yeah. most of the time, if I know that this will bring in more light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is, you know, the saying yes is to surrender our personal will.
Yeah.
To a much bigger, grander divine will, which is also ours. It's not something outside of us. It's within us, and it's here. It's really opening up that area, and then magic happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then heaven on earth is just there.
And I had another insight. I will share this because I think this is kind of funny. Because since I was a little child, it's like my nose, have been so hypersensitive, and I can feel everything in my nose. It's like the dog have the nose, and we think that the nose only feel the smell. But it, as I was shown, it's like it is an antenna for human also. We have our antenna here, and it's not just smelling. It's like we can feel everything. I said, what? And I have said, oh, my nose is so sensitive. My nose is so sensitive because if my nose is out of balance, kind of, then it's like all my system isn't function. And now I understood it in a deeper layer because it is like an antenna. All of us have the antenna.
It is. I'm Peggy. I love it. You know, it's true for me too. It's the antenna. It's where I connect to my higher self.
Yeah.
I connect to the much bigger part of me, through my true self, my higher self, through my nose.
Yeah.
And you know what happened through Corona? Everybody's channels were opening.
Yeah.
With all the testing. So it's, I was looking at all those testing and I said, awful. But then I suddenly realized, my God, they have no idea. But they are actually opening the channels to the higher selves for everybody by all those testing. Amazing, huh?
I haven't thought about that, but I was just because I my nose, since I was a little baby, it's like, oh, my nose is so sensitive all the way. It's like every, yeah. But now it will show me that, well, it's my antenna. It's like, of course.
Yes. So it's one of the, Corona brought us a lot, but one of the things in how we were with it and all the testing, like, opened up the channels for almost everybody to have a bigger, conscious or unconscious, a bigger connection with their higher self.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, and then that was the first wave, kind of, indeed, but it will come more waves.
Yeah, it will so come. It will so come.
But if we are conscious what we choose in it, like me, if I, because I have worked with a lot of other people that have so much pain and they go into hospital and a lot of drugs. Yeah, it can be wise to go to hospital to check. But if you also trust and go inward and ask.
Yeah.
If you surrender like me, it felt like I had bone cancer, but it was an upgrade. It was for the, I know that my body is so wise and listen to my body. So we think that every pain is something wrong. No, pain is not something wrong. It tried to repair us. It tried to upgrade us. It tried to help us all the time. It is for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree, Aunt Peggy. And I'm happy you mentioned it. Because sometimes it might be necessary to go to a doctor's office or to a hospital.
Yeah.
And please, if you go, try to keep, to still surrender your personal will to your own divine will, and to invite all the possible help from your own entourage and from your sacred group of guides and angels. Just take them all with you. When you go to the hospital, don't go alone. Take them all with you. Open up all your channels and go all together. And then just see the construct for what it is. It will help you to understand the anatomy and physiology of your precious body. It will help you to understand and gain more insight in what actually is happening. And be careful not to believe too much in the labeling. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. Because all of this can change.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when we say that 95% of the cell and in the DNA can be changeable, we know that radical healing is so possible for everyone. And also something that when I had a new spirit with me, the first sign came, I have never experienced it so much. It was the bumblebee. And I met the bumblebee everywhere. And it was around me. I said, okay, I understand, you understand. You. And then I had to, what is the sign, symbol of bumblebee? And it is the impossible becomes possible. And I said, of course. So...
Of course.
So... For in ancient tradition, it's like the impossible become possible. So it's like, yeah, thank you. I see that. The impossible. So we are in a period where the impossible become possible.
Yes.
If we allow it and or open up and surrender to this divine being of us.
Yeah, Aunt Peggy. That's also why we are moving into different areas and different communities with higher and lower levels of frequencies, and that is perfectly okay.
Yeah.
Because the impossible becomes possible.
Yeah. Yeah. So we actually move into a miracle world.
We do.
And I know that I, for a lot of years, I experienced my past life and future life, but I said, no, I don't want to meet extraterrestrials. I don't want to meet, but I have to, I have, but I didn't want, but I have said yes to that. And wow, it is amazing. They are so beautiful. So I have a lot of them now, but in the beginning I said, I want to be grounded. I am on Earth. I am a human. I don't want this extraterrestrial. So I said no, but, after I invited them in and I co-create with them, wow, then the impossible really become possible. So it is for us also that aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is, it's, yeah, it is so big. It is so big.
It really is big. Yeah, and exciting and yeah, miraculous and yeah.
Okay, I have to say it. I have the Arcturian with me. So I co-create with Arcturian and they have a big heart. The heart, it is kind of the God source, the heart. So that's the biggest healer you got. It is the common heart, the heart that combines everything. Yeah. And when you heal with that, because on Mother Earth, we will... In the future, we will not think about sickness as we do because it will be so easy to radically heal. So it's total change. So it will come and we will learn to live from our heart.
Yes, so, we will.
And the higher beings, they are vibrating higher and all the violence and all this we do, they don't understand how we can do it kind of because there are so much love. It's just love. Love, yes. Love, 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 love.
Yes. Oh, I agree. We have a cosmic holographic heart.
Yes.
And that is here with us on Earth. And it is at the same time through the universes and everywhere in the cosmos, yes. Resonating and connecting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because love is a universal force. It's the tapestry of everything.
It's the tapestry of everything. So, yeah. Yeah. And that's why it's so nice that you say we can choose the fast way or the slow way. And it's up to us. That's our free will.
Yes.
So we will, as you also say, we will meet fear and we will meet challenges if we say no. And I, as I say, I also said no. I hear, but not longer. And I have said it several times because for me, it was important to integrate it, to embody it. Because of what we have done in so many years, it's just like a mental construct. But the important, because if it's just a mental construct, maybe we go into psychiatry and yeah, because we don't embody it and we cannot process it. So the embodiment of it is important. And so when I said say yes to everything, I think also it had been wise that I said no sometimes because the open can be too big.
Yes,
it is radical, and the body, the mind is like lightning. It goes so fast, but the body, it has a completely other rhythm, and it works in other frequency and vibrance. So we need to be more patient with our body, like I am now. It will continue until September. This upgrade in the DNA of me.
Yeah.
So what I know intellectual in 5 seconds will take the body 4 months. Not always. This was what actually now, because this is, but sometimes it can take a week and it depends. But now I'm in the bone structure of me. So it's like they say into the beginning of September. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I love that that it is completely okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that where the radical acceptance of that what is in this no moment.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of everything.
That's the, and yeah, I'm so glad you said the radical acceptance because that is what we live with as new human, radical acceptance. And then it can go so fast because when we have radical acceptance, when we say yes, we know that in instant it's there.
Yes.
So yes. Radical acceptance, it is a portal in itself.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely, yeah, and yeah, that also brings us back to our holographic heart, because that's where the radical acceptance resides.
Yeah,
Oh, I love
So what we are doing now on Mother Earth, wow, it's so big. It is so big.
so big.
So, but yeah, do you want to share me? Because now we talk about what's happening in the bone, but are there any other to share from your work? And what is the biggest change? Maybe it is the radical acceptance that it is the biggest change from the old system to where we now are. Or actually, you said it more construct.
And I guess, Aunt Peggy, it's the dare to question everything and keep on asking questions. It's, is this true? Is this really true? Huh? Where am I now? What is my body? Or you've said it. You started there, this podcast, Aunt Peggy, by sharing the wisdom of our body. It's like returning to your body. What's here now in my body? What's happening? And then just questioning, is this really true? Do I have a chronic disease? Do I have a process within my body that is damaging, that would be very hard to heal? Maybe not. Maybe yes, maybe not. So this whole process, I guess, opening up new possibilities, new portals, new openings. Always saying, yes, this might be true, and maybe there's more. Because then there is that fluidity. You mentioned in the beginning also that fluidity within your cerebrospinal fluid, the light that is moving. The light can move when we allow it to move, when we surrender and we just allow it all to move. And that's so magical, miraculous. Yes, and sometimes it can be so intense. We experience it almost as painful. And still, it's also magical.
But if you just know that life is for us, because it is a change in mind also. If you go to the extreme, it's like everything is mind, and the mind and the intention is affecting our body big time. And if we just know, okay, this is for me, okay, but of course listen to a doctor, but know that the body is so wise. It is so wise, even though it is pain, it's working for your best.
Yes.
And if you have good thoughts and if you listen to music is such a good helper to us, because vibration helps us so much. And light, when I go out in the sun, I just say, oh, I heal in the sun, because then it's kind of even amplifier. And and also water. I heal in water, I swim in the water, and that's also so healing. So we have so much element on Mother Earth that helps us heal and know that everything is for us. So just the intention and knowing that life is for us.
Yes, that whatever happens to us or around us is happening for us and not against us.
And I need
That's
to
the
bring.
radical acceptance, eh, Aunt Peggy? You're explaining radical acceptance in another way, but that's the radical acceptance of nothing is happening against me.
And I hear another aspect that w wants to be mentioned. It is like, I know that we have spoken about it before, but it's the death process, because my old skeleton, my old DNA is dying. So we are afraid of just, oh, nothing must die. If we want to upgrade, we have to let the old die. So the
Absolutely.
radical acceptance is also letting the old just go, like a tree when the leaves go, and it's like, so letting it go, and then a new cycle and a new cycle. So I'm letting my old DNA die, kind of go, and that's why I feel it so intense in my bone. And I'm supporting this a new kind of ego death, because my bone, it's the deepest in my bone is letting go now. So the death process, when we talk about ego death, or let the old die, or let the old kind of release.
Yeah, that's the continuous process of processes of death and rebirth
Yeah.
the whole time, and the empty space in between, where there are no stories from the past and not yet any expectations for a future. So it's just that unlimited potential.
And that can be a hard period because I have been it because I was spinning because I had let go of so much of the past and I didn't know what the new was. So I was spinning and spinning and spinning because I have no idea. And I was kind of trying to find something in the old that I had released.
Oh, I
So,
know that
yeah.
place.
But
I
then,
so know that place.
yeah. But then I hadn't quite understand the total of the surrendering. So then that okay, just surrender it. But because I tried to navigate from the old that I had released, so it couldn't be. So it was, but yes, we have walked the path, so we know.
Yeah, we do. You said that, and it's true. It having walked all of it in many, many different forms and ways helps me tremendously to have that love and empathy for everything around me.
And especially since I had this new ceremony 2 days ago, what was shown to me, I cannot say because it's not only my story, but it was wow. I just can't tell one thing. Not judge a thing. Nothing. Your worst enemy. Don't judge it. I can say maybe it will be your grandchild. Maybe it will be your son. Maybe it's a. I saw all the entanglement and what happens. Oh, yeah. And I saw, wow. So I just say,
I know.
the
Don't
judgment,
judge.
don't judge because you will
Don't.
get it so in your face.
I know. I so know.
And divine timing.
Everybody has his own role in the greater scheme of things, and it's all okay.
And another aspect of divine timing, because what you judge, and if someone kind of, yeah. Doing violence on you and so on, and you judge it, and yeah, it's tragic. But maybe you have set up this in contract. So the divine timing, maybe in the next life you have the most beautiful love for each other. So it's like you had to experience that before because you wanted so deep to go into this love. So you needed a contrast life. So we choose contrast life if you really because Mother Earth is polarity.
Yeah. And she has to, because that's the foundation of creation. There is no creation possible without contrast.
No. So I was also this divine timing, and I saw a lot of lives that choosing different roles, and yeah, it was so emotional also because I met my grandchild 5 years ago, and then I saw her in another form, a contrast life, but that was really deep, and yeah, so it was. I saw a lot of my stuff and a lot of other stuff, so I saw wow, and it really felt. I said, wow, I'm really seeing with God's eyes. So this was here because then you divine timing and you saw all lives and that the contrast life and that the light life and all this
Seeing with God's eyes. I love that.
wow. So this as I said, I'm ready for a radically ceremony and I got a radical ceremony.
Well.
So but we have to be open and willing
Yes, we do.
to carry it. And yeah, before I said no because I wasn't open. I couldn't embody it, but now I can embody it. So it is a process.
You do. You can.
No, I can. But I'm glad I said no because yeah, I don't know how. But, and also in the beginning when this happened more than 10 years ago, I went to some therapist, but most of that it's like you're crazy. So, and I remember I find one that, well, this is from past life. And then, oh yeah, thank you. So, and then I became a regression therapist myself. But if you go to a doctor or a therapist that don't see all lives and that it's much more than just one physical life and the timeline we have, it is a divine timing and the divine timing is actually beyond time.
To take that knowing with you when you go into a hospital or an office.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's no wrong or right. It's just what it is. Just honoring the one that is before you and honoring yourself.
And honoring is a word that we will use very much as a new human, because we will honor in much deeper ways. Honor is important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. then we understand how important it is to honor, and that we honor all aspects of our creation.
Yeah, we will.
So wow, it is, yeah. It is so amazing living now, and I'm so glad connecting to you and all the amazing people I have around me. Wow, it is heaven on earth.
It is heaven on earth.
Thank you so much, Vele, for being in this podcast and sharing this heaven on earth with me.
Yeah, amazing, Aunt Peggy. Thank you for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Divine Design Podcast with Aunt Peggy Divine. Join us next Sunday for another heaven on earth unfolding conversation. With grace, reverence, and unity, may the path of your divine design light the way. From the divine in us to the divine in you.